Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, people may not know or may not remember that the Governor Andrew Cuomo introduced in his proposals as he toured the state for his budget idea of municipalities, villages, combining services, and to that end, a competition to get these folks to consolidate and perhaps win some money.
Yes, David. As it happened, four of our smallest towns here in Otsego County started talking about consolidation 2 years ago. The town of Decatur, which has 343 people, plus Maryland, Westford, and Worcester. And like a lot of larger towns, they can't find candidates for town boards, planning boards, ZBAs. Do they need four town supervisors? Do they need four town highway superintendents? One of the town supervisors, Don Lindberg, mentioned it's particularly tough to find good assessors. And so could one town afford to recruit and hire a professional assessor? So these conversations were going forward, and then, you know, all of a sudden what happens, the governor rolls out his budget and says that he's willing to give it, or he's planning to give a $20 million jackpot to the most interesting merger plan in the state through something called the Municipal Consolidation and Efficiency Competition. And it seems the folks at the Department of State, which is rolling this out, were very interested in this whole idea of four towns consolidating. Apparently no one's doing anything quite like that. So in any event, here in Otsego, these four towns are in competition with Chautauqua County, Montgomery County, Ulster County. And apparently something's happening down in the town of Brookhaven, which I gather is the biggest town on Long Island, to achieve some sort of consolidation. So $20 million is a lot of money for just those four towns. So the county planning director, Karen Sullivan, she's lining up some other ideas, a central highway garage, and is looking for people to come forward with merger and shared services ideas. So apparently there was initially some resistance in these towns about losing their identity. And one of the other supervisors, Peter Oberacker, was telling me the other day, he said to them, you know, how much is the town worth to you? I mean, is it worth $20 million? And of course, when you think about it that way, it makes a lot of sense. You know, they're still going to be known as Decatur and Westford and Maryland and Worcester. It's just that they're not going to necessarily be known as the town of, and in exchange, they get $20 million. So as you can imagine, folks are pretty excited. The plan is due at the New York Department of State by June 28th, and we'll know sometime in August whether we get the $20 million or not.
He is Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, and he joins us on Thursday mornings. You can find out more at allotsego.com, where you can go to find out more. He's Jim Kevlin. He joins us on Thursdays. Jim, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.